Community Gardaí, they're the face of the Gardaí. They're out in the community. They're talking to people. They're dealing with the young people. And if you don't have community guards, you know, that's where everything breaks down. We're chatting about antisocial behaviour, you know, chatting about, you know, just in general, low crime like that there. But, you know, if you don't have the community guard, we're looking at rural communities with no guardie at all, no community guard. So there's no face in the community that maybe the young people can look up to that. And I say, I look at Letterkenny, one community guard. We have a population of 20,000 people like in this town. And, you know, it's very hard. You know, the Garda numbers have been dwindled down all the time. Like, and we see what's happened in London, these places with knife crime. And I'm not blowing it up, like, but these are the things can happen when you don't have the numbers on the road. Like.
And it's your belief that a good community guard that can help prevent crime by intervening at the right time, by being in the right place and by knowing what to do. And when you lose that form of expertise and that form of intervention, you lose a chance to make the area better and safer.
Yeah, Joe, I don't like that. Every time in your life, you know, we're not all perfect. You know, sometimes we, you know, people make a mistake or do something. But if you've got a good guard that can intervene, you know, show you that you've done wrong, maybe lead you in the right path, lead you towards maybe services that you needed, you know, maybe things you're lacking, like, you know, and that can nip it in the bud, like. It doesn't let it fester on and grow into something that can be terrible, like.